There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In this episode, I wanted to share with you some of my favorite podcasting tools, the tools that I use to make podcasting more enjoyable, more efficient, that improve my podcast workflow. Of course, I hope this podcast is useful for those that already have a podcast, but even if you don't, maybe this will give you an insight into some of the tools that you can use to make podcasting that little bit easier, especially if you're not particularly technically proficient. Enjoy the episode.
This is Internet Marketing.
First on my list is Alitu. That's A-L-I-T-U. So I've mentioned Alitu on a previous episode related to marketing tools, but specifically for podcasting, it's one of my favorite podcast editing tools. Alitu is a lightweight browser-based audio editor. I primarily use it for cropping and clipping audio, but don't expect this to be a full editing suite like Audition or Audacity. I find that Alitu is most useful for episodes that have a linear structure, so scripted solo podcasts or interview-based podcasts. Alitu also makes it really easy to sequence different audio files. So for example, if you have an intro, you have your voice or your interview and you have your outro, but you don't necessarily know how to put those together in a Audition or Audacity, Alitu makes that process really easy. Another reason that I really like Alitu is that when you upload your audio files, it has an automated audio profiling process that helps to clean up your audio. I find that this is really grateful when I want extreme noise reduction, although sometimes because it isn't so customizable, it does reduce sounds that I actually do want in the recording. The team behind Alitu are really active in the podcasting space and produce lots of content related to podcasting, which I found really useful too. And it's worth knowing that you can also record audio directly into Alitu, but it's not quite a fully fledged recording studio like Zencastr, Riverside, etc. Next up is Remaster Media. So Remaster Media is a browser-based audio mastering tool. I have to admit that the website and interface are a little bit clunky, but I've stuck with it because the results are really good. It works by uploading your audio files, and then you're given lots of audio presets that you can apply, like noise reduction, audio leveling, or voice boosting. What I like most about Remaster Media is that you're able to apply these presets to your original audio file and then preview the changes on up to 90 seconds of your audio. So you're able to preview the changes before you actually make any changes or use any of your credits within the system. I tend to use Remaster Media most on guest audio files in interviews. So if their audio input is particularly bad, it needs a lot of noise reduction or audio leveling, that's when I tend to use Remaster Media. Next up is Bouncecast. So Bouncecast is a desktop and mobile app that's used specifically for audio cleanup. It's a little bit like Remaster Media, but without the full selection of audio presets. There are just four audio presets for noise reduction, click reduction, there's a radio host voice EQ, and rumble filter. So this is my go-to for episodes that already sound good, so the input is good whether I'm recording a solo episode or with a guest, and I just need a tiny bit of polishing and maybe a little bit of noise reduction. I also like there are lots of different audio format export options, and I quite often use Bouncecast to convert my original WAV files into MP3 files. What is perhaps worth knowing about this tool is that I don't think it's ever been updated since I purchased it maybe 4 years ago. so I suspect that it was originally a development project that led to other things. You can still purchase it though, and I'd recommend that you check it out if you've already got a good recording studio or good recording setup, and you just need a minimal amount of processing to reduce some unwanted noise or clicks. This is a really good option. Cast Magic. So Cast Magic is a way to turn audio content into written content. It's really useful for producing show notes and content that you can use for your social media promotion. For this podcast, we've started to use it mostly for podcast summaries and finding quotes to use in social media posts. I really love this tool. It works really well and has a very simple user interface. If you're struggling to turn your podcast content into ideas for social media promotion, this could be the breakthrough that you're looking for. Next up, we have Chopcast. There are lots of tools like Chopcast that have emerged in recent years that aim to speed up the process of finding podcast clips that you can use for social media promotion. They all do similar things, and sometimes the results can be a little bit hit and miss, and that does also apply to Chopcast. But when it works, it's excellent, and it saves you a lot of social media editing time, the editing time for producing clips. We found that Chopcast works best when we're using it for shorter solo episodes like this one. The interface and editing capabilities are a little buggy at the moment, but from what I understand, this is quite a young company and it's worth experimenting with and considering in your clip gen arsenal. Shout out also to Chopity and clipgen.io, which are very similar product offerings. Again, results can vary, but when these tools work, they're really good to have in your arsenal to speed up the process of automating clip productions for social media promotion. Microsoft ClipChamp. So ClipChamp is video editing software integrated into Windows 11. I started to get Windows 11 prompts about this software in the last 6 months, and I've only recently started to check it out. It reminds me a little bit like iMovie, but for Windows, and it feels like it's tailored towards video editing for non-video editors. Think of it a bit like how Canva is graphic design for non-designers. If I've recorded an episode and I know that there's a very specific section that I want to turn into a clip, this is my go-to for that. I've found the interface really easy to use, and for anyone that uses Canva, I think you'll find this is quite similar. I'm not skilled in video editing at all, and so this is perfect for me, and I find it quite intuitive. I'm excited to see what else I can create using this software. If you're an Office 365 subscriber, you might already have access to this without even knowing that, so go check your Office 365 subscription, but you can also download a free version without an Office 365 subscription. It's also worth knowing that it has a useful transcription feature built in, but we found it's a little bit buggy when trying to transcribe longer episodes. Headliner. Headliner is an audiogram creation tool that you can use to help create content across all social media platforms. What I love most about Headliner is the wealth of preset options and templates that it has in place to create clips for all major social platforms. We also use Headliner as our go-to tool for creating full podcast episode videos that we can then upload to YouTube and X. The transcription functionality in Headliner works really well, but it is limited to just 10 minutes of audio transcription. Headliner also has automated clip functionality, which works in a similar vein to Chopcast and ClipGen and Chopity, but we found that it doesn't work quite as well as some of those other tools. These are some of my favorite tools for improving my podcast audio quality and even just the workflow efficiency. If you use them and they help you, please let us know by messaging us at Site Visibility on all platforms. If you're a podcast software provider, I'd love to hear from you too. I love experimenting with podcast software. The best place to find me is on LinkedIn, so feel free to connect with me there, or you can email us marketing@sitevisibility.com. This has been the Internet Marketing Podcast. Take care.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.